for me, I've always been very passionate about encouraging people into business to run their own businesses. And I guess the sweet spot for me is focusing on people who want to not just make six figures a year in their business, but who want to learn how to take six figures home. Because the point at which you are taking six figures home in your business usually means you have a surplus to invest in assets that in turn help you make more money so that when you retire, you have more money. And again, so that you can pass on more generational wealth. So for me, it's all about how can I help people create online businesses specifically? So that's my area of expertise. How do you build an online business that is highly profitable, where you can make a really great income, but you can also make an impact? Because that's massively important to me.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' healthcare.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today, my special guest is Shah Wasmond, all the way from the UK. And Shah has an MBE, is the author of the number one bestsellers, How to Fix Your Shite, Do Less, Get More, and Sunday Times bestseller, Stop Talking and Start Doing. She has been a lifelong supporter of creating real social mobility through business. In 2015, Shah received an MBE for her services to business and entrepreneurship. She has recently named one of the top 20 most influential entrepreneurs in the UK by the Sunday Times. Today, she runs one of the most biggest active business Facebook groups in the UK, the Freedom Collective, and has built a multi-million pound online business from her back garden. Over the last 5 years, Shah has completely revolutionized how she works, and today she is proudly able to take 17 weeks holiday a year. That's amazing. She is also currently obsessed with Clubhouse, and I think we might find out a bit about that one later. Welcome to the show.
Hey, lovely to be here.
You're most welcome. It's great talking to someone from completely the opposite side of the hemisphere. I'm in Australia and at the moment it's very hot and humid, but I can see you're a bit rugged up over there in the UK.
Yep. I've got to tell you, it's clear blue skies, but it's freezing cold. So, yeah, completely different.
So for our listeners, would you be able to just explain a bit about yourself and how you got started in business?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. So I'll give you the whistle stop tour. I was born in California, even though I have a British accent, because I moved over to the UK when I was 11. And I think this part of the story is really important. When I came to the UK, we literally had nowhere to live. And I spent 2 years living in a hostel for homeless families. I spent most of my teenage years, well, until I moved out of home, growing up on a council estate in the US. Guys would call it projects. I'm not sure what you call them over, but it's where it's welfare funded, state funded housing and accommodation, because we couldn't afford to rent or even own a place of our own. And I think this is an important part of the story because, you know, my whole reason of being my North Star is to use business to create real social mobility, to create equity for everybody. And a big part of that isn't just, you know, how do we make money whilst we're, you know, in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, but also how do we create generational wealth that we pass down to future generations? And how do we make sure that we ourselves are going to be able to retire rich? These are really important things that I, you know, I am passionate about speaking about. I'm a prolific author. I've had 4 number one best-selling books, including a Sunday Times bestseller. And yeah, I'm really excited to be here with you today.
Thank you for the whistle stop tour. It's amazing what you have created in your lifetime, because you don't look all that old and you seem as though you've created your wealth already. So the next generations are going to be well catered for.
Yeah, and I think it makes a big difference. You know, I was very lucky. I got a scholarship to a private school when I was 16. There's no way we could have afforded it. But what I realized when I went to that school was that this is what generational wealth looks like. You get born into a family that is able to provide you with a great education. And through that great education, you then make great contacts, which in turn help you create an easier path to success in life.
Thank you. It's amazing that you started off in boxing, I believe.
I did.
Tell us about that.
I've always been a big boxing fan. And when I started my career, I was at the London School of Economics doing an economics degree. And I also won a competition to write for Cosmopolitan magazine. And I absconded, I borrowed some of the letterheaded paper from the editor's office. And I wrote to the then super middleweight champion of the world and asking him for an interview. And he agreed because he thought it was for Cosmo magazine, even though they didn't know anything about it. And to cut a very long story short, when he agreed to the interview, I had to go and see the editor and confess to what happened. And she was just, you know, she was so supportive that she said, I'm not sure this is going to work for Cosmo, but let's figure out what we can do. And so she sold the interview to a national newspaper. And that in turn paid all of my student debts, my student loans for being at uni. So, yep, I think I was entrepreneurial from a very young age.
That's absolutely amazing to get off with such a successful start like that at a young age. And you've progressed from there. What did you progress into next?
Well, I then was very fortunate to meet the incredible Sir James Dyson of the Dyson vacuum cleaner, hairdryer, fan fame. And in fact, I worked with James for 5 years, from starting off from around a kitchen table. And I flew to Australia to help him set up Dyson in Australia, first in Sydney, then in Melbourne. And I've been incredibly lucky in my career to have worked with some really incredible people. And that in turn has helped me, you know, not just grow my business, but really understand other people who want to grow their businesses too.
So now you work with smaller businesses, is that right? Smaller business operators. And tell us a bit about how you got into the social media side of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, so for me, I've always been very passionate about encouraging people into business to run their own businesses. And I guess the sweet spot for me is focusing on people who want to not just make six figures a year in their business, but who want to learn how to take six figures home. Because the point at which you are taking six figures home in your business usually means you have a surplus to invest in assets that in turn help you make more money so that when you retire, you have more money. And again, so that you can pass on more generational wealth. So for me, it's all about how can I help people create online businesses specifically? So that's my area of expertise. How do you build an online business that is highly profitable, where you can make a really great income, but you can also make an impact? Because that's massively important to me.
It's very interesting. And especially now with the pandemic that's been on for nearly a year now, a lot of people are doing nearly everything online.
We have to, because we don't have any option, right?
Yeah. And so you were in the box seat for helping people then.
Absolutely. And we've just seen such exponential growth in 2020 as a business. And in 2021, you know, as we record this, I know that the last part of my bio was saying I'm addicted to a new social media app called Clubhouse, but I have never seen such audience growth as I have from that platform. So I think we're in really interesting times.
If you want to get a bit more detail, what are most people interested in learning about?
I think most people really want to know, how do they take the skills, knowledge, and expertise that they have? It could be from anything. It could be how to launch a podcast. It could be how to create a great landing page. It could be how to drop a dress size by summer. It could be, I mean, there are so many different things that thousands of different things that people are, you know, have knowledge and skills and expertise in. But how do they take that thing that maybe they've been teaching in classrooms, or maybe they've been teaching to clients and as a consultant, or maybe they've been teaching it at events or workshops? How do you take that and turn that into a digital product that you can sell online? Because we don't know when we're coming out of this pandemic properly. That's the truth, right?
That's for sure. Yes. It's very hard for anyone to get into Australia, and it's very hard for Australians to go anywhere. We're sort of isolated from the rest of the world. And I suppose that's while we've got such low numbers.
And I think you're going to stay that way for the rest of this year. I don't think many people are going to be traveling that far in 2021.
I think people will be having a good look at where they think they might be wanting to go and look at the conditions in that country. And I know here in Australia, we have only very few states in Australia, but the chief medical officer of each state has now become a minor celebrity because we see them quite often on the TV.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, and you guys are handling it well, whereas in the UK, we haven't handled it so well. We're now in full-blown lockdown.
How are businesses able to cope in these conditions?
I think they have to pivot. They have to find ways to change their business model. If they weren't already online, they have to find ways to get online. I think it's the new normal. I know it's a phrase everybody's used so much. I don't want to belittle it, but it's true. I mean, I don't think this is changing anytime soon. So if you're not online, you have to get online. And if you're already online, you have to do even more online, because if you want to grow your business, you have to be doing more of that online. And there are so many different ways you can do that. It's not like one way. There's not only one solution, but you do have to find a way to carry on doing what you were doing before, but in a different format.
Okay. So how we get down to what you do through your website, how do you work with people? What sort of courses are you teaching and how do you help people?
Yeah, so I do a number of things. We have a membership site called the Six Figure Club, which is very much focused on all businesses, no matter what industry you're in, and really working with them to get them to not just making six figures in their business, but taking six figures home as the business owner. So that's a membership site where we do live trainings every week. And back in the days when we used to be able to meet in person, we'd do quarterly get-togethers, but we now do those all online. And then I run high-end coaching programs. So we have a new cohort coming at the end of March 2021. And, you know, the bedrock of our business is teaching people how to create their own digital products. So that's where we really start with people, teaching them how to create their own digital products.
Okay. And can we have an example when you talk about digital products?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that I teach people is something called a pop-up product. That's something that is really easy for you to create. So Annie, you could create it in an afternoon. It would be knowledge, skills, expertise you've already got. You don't have to be on camera. You just open your laptop, you create some slides. It's like really focused on a mini transformation for your audience. It's not the whole transformation. So it's three things to create a pop-up product. It's easy for you to create. You can do it in an afternoon. It's easy for the customer to say yes to because it's at like a $50 price point. So they see it, they like it, they buy it, and that's it. And it's easy for them to consume. It's no more than 60 to 90 minutes worth of content. So 60 to 90 minutes worth of content typically means that people will actually finish your course, which surprisingly is not what happens when most people buy courses. They buy them and they don't finish them. So when somebody finishes one of your courses, they get a win. And if they get a win, they'll come back for more wins. And this is really why I encourage people that when you're starting out on this online journey, do something like a pop-up product first, because it's easier for you. It's easier for your customers to say yes to, and you're going to build a list of buyers, not just browsers.
Well, thanks for that. It sounds very, very good advice there. And how do people find you? And do you work with people personally, or do you have a team of people that support you?
I do both. I do very little one-to-one work anymore, but I do a small amount. And then we have a team of coaches. And so the best thing to do is either come and follow me on Instagram, go to my website, which is really simple. It's just Shah, my name, shaa.com. And everything is all there.
Okay. And you can't go without telling us a bit about your 17 weeks holiday a year. What?
I do have to tell you that this was pre-COVID days, right? Like currently my 17 weeks vacation just looks like 17 weeks of more work because I stay in the same place. But yeah, that was really important to me. So yeah, I wanted to build a life around actually what was important to me, which was spending time with my son, my family, my friends, and that's what I do it for.
Wow. And are you able to give us some of your success stories for the listeners?
Oh, Oh, absolutely. In terms of my clients, oh my God, there's so many of them. I would definitely recommend you just go to the website and see all of them. But I'll give you a couple. So, you know, Ruth used to be a deputy head teacher. She came to work with me. We worked together one-to-one over 90 days. She went from making, she was still doing well. I want to be really clear. She was already doing £10,000 a month, you know, in her business. So she was always doing really well. But that very quickly went to £30,000 a month. And this month, she has just done £250,000 a month. Now, I want to be really clear. That wasn't in 3 months. So when we started working together, she went from 10,000 a month to 30,000 a month. But we've been working together now for 2.5 years. And in that 2.5 year period, she's gone from a 10,000 month to a £250,000 a month. So that's a massive change. But I also want everybody to realize that it doesn't happen overnight. Nobody can get you those results overnight. And there isn't a magic pill. It's about finding the right person to work with and making sure that you do the work as well.
All right. And do you have any criteria for the people that you work with?
There are a couple of criteria for me. If it's one-to-one work, you have to already be doing six figures, because I want to be able to make sure that in the time period that we work together, you will already make your money back. So whatever, you know, the investment is of working with me, I want to know that within those 90 days, I can help you to the degree that you're going to make all that money back, because I think that's a win-win for everybody. And then the second one is that you're an action taker, that you're going to actually do the work, because I know that seems like everybody should do that, but that's not always the case. And that you're fun to be with, because I think work should also be fun.
That's too true. And so what's your ideal take on happiness? Because this is show's called Retire Well, Retire Happy.
If I'm thinking about being happy, it's traveling. It's traveling the world. It's creating memories with the people I love. That is 100% what it's about for me.
Mm-hmm. And before we finish up, can you just give us a take on your philosophy about what you think is holding people back from success?
I think the number one thing that holds people back from success is just fear, and also fear of the unknown. It's not, I know people say, oh, it's fear of success. I'm not so sure that's true. I think people are scared. They just don't know what is the next step. And if they knew with certainty what the next step was, they would take it.
Yeah. So if you have someone that's not in the six-figure range, do you still have some programs that they can start with?
Absolutely, we do. Yeah, all of our courses are for everybody. So all of our, I would recommend people go in the first instance to shah.com/pop-up. That's a £47, $50 US dollar product, and it will help anybody and everybody, and it's super accessible. That's what I'd recommend.
All right. Well, in conclusion, what is a quick summary you would like to leave? What's your message you would like to leave the listeners with?
Oh, I would just like you guys to really recognize that wherever you are on your journey, if you want to retire rich and happy, then you need to have a plan. And you need to have a plan not just to make the money, but to keep the money, to invest the money, to make the money, make more money. But also, it's not just about the money. It's about the time to enjoy it.
Thank you. It's all about that. It's all about your lifestyle you want to create for
100%. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yourself and your family. Well, thanks very much for being on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, love. Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.